From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's executive order on banning some travel to the U.S. is apparently impacting and setting off protests at airports, including one in New York. Authorities say several people have been detained at airports within the United States and others have been barred from boarding international flights destined for the U.S. The executive order went into effect Friday night, banning citizens of seven majority Muslim countries and stranding some at airports mid-journey. But Trump said the ban is not a ban against Muslims.
It's not a Muslim ban, but we're totally prepared. It's working out very nicely. You see it at the airports. You see it all over. It's working out very nicely. And we're going to have a very, very strict ban, and we're going to have extreme vetting, which we should have had in this country for many years.
Albert Fox Khan, counsel on the American-Islamic relations, suggested that the president's executive order is overreaching.
One thing we like to make clear, this is not simply something that's affecting undocumented immigrants. This is affecting people with lawful visas. It's affecting students. It's affecting green card holders who have lived in this country for years in some cases.
In addition to barring residents of Iraq, Syria, Iran, Sudan, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen from entering the U.S. for 90 days, the Trump executive order put a permanent ban on admission of Syrian refugees and a 120-day ban on all other refugees entering the United States. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump and